Today we're going to be talking about the good four-letter word plus. The good four-letter word plus. And just to recap last week, we talked about the good four-letter word. And let me ask you here today, what does God honor? What is the one spiritual quality that God really honors? What is the thing that God honors from His Word? It says it in His Word. God honors faith. Hebrews 11:6, but without faith, it is impossible to please God, because he who comes to God must believe that God exists and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. God honors faith. And just briefly recapping last week, and what breakthrough are you believing God for today? Maybe you're believing God for a financial breakthrough in your life, and everybody needs finances to operate in this life. Would you agree? It takes finances to operate in this life. And, you know, we talked about it last week, how you might have heard it said or taught that all you have to do is believe God for that financial breakthrough, and poof, it's dropped into your lap. It's right there. It's not always true. You may be blessed with a financial windfall, you know, but you can twiddle your thumbs all day long sitting and believing God for that financial breakthrough, and that financial breakthrough may never come. Why? Because God is looking for faith plus the good four-letter word. What is it? Work. W-O-R-K. And Paul the Apostle writes to the Thessalonians in 1 Thessalonians 3:6-13 about this work ethic. Working for the food that they eat. And God does bless people in many ways, financially also, through good, hard work. Now let me tell you today, hard work is a good thing. It's the good four-letter word. Don't let it scare you away. And maybe some of you here know how to work. And maybe some of you have worked in the heat and in the very cold temperatures. And you know how to work. But some people have this mindset that, you know, they may have a $500 bill, and they might think, you know what, I've got this $500 bill, so I'm going to go out and work 7 or 8 days, save my money, and pay that bill, and then I'm going to take off until the next bill arises. Well, it's good to go out and work 7 or 8 days to pay off that bill, but it's not a good thing to take off or take a vacation until the next bill arises. You see, we need the good four-letter word, W-O-R-K, plus the good four-letter word, plus faithfulness. Faithfulness. And Paul the Apostle, writing to the Galatians, in Galatians 5:22, lists faithfulness as a fruit of the Spirit. It's number 7. 7 is God's number, and you know, as a side note, but he lists it in Galatians 5:22, faithfulness as a fruit of the Spirit. Now, let me ask you today, when I say the word faithfulness, what comes to your mind? What definition comes to your mind? What is faithfulness? Faithfulness is a consistency of behavior. It's not just working or being active when necessary, but it's ticking away consistently. Faithfulness is a consistency of behavior. So yes, we need work. We need to work, W-O-R-K, plus we need to be faithful at that work. It's a consistency, and I've called it the second-hand quality. Faithfulness is like the second hand quality. Now, how many here have a watch with a second hand? You might not. Or a clock with a second hand. All right, just imagine that clock with a second hand. That second hand ticks consistently 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, and 24 hours a day. Think about it. I mean, you can go out into the blistering heat where it's 100, 110 degrees with your watch on, and guess what? The second hand on your watch is going to do what? In the midst of the heat, it's going to tick consistently. You may be in the midst of 15 degrees out there on a cold winter's day with that watch on your hand, and guess what? That second hand is going to tick consistently 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, and 24 hours a day. It does not stop ticking. You could be in a room in an area where people are just shouting and stomping their feet and yelling with a watch on your hand. And guess what? Your second hand ticks consistently. That second hand on your watch is what? It's got that quality called what? Faithfulness. Faithfulness. Now, let me ask you this. Who is ultimately the faithful one? Who is ultimately the faithful one? Consistent. God, creator of heaven and earth, Yahweh. Look what the psalmist writes in Psalm 36, verse 5. He writes this. Your love, O Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. In other words, he says, your faithfulness, God, reaches to the skies. In other words, your faithfulness, God, is limitless. God is a God who has limitless faithfulness. And then he writes in Psalm 40, verse 10 about God, he says this. He says that I do not hide your righteousness in my heart. I speak of your faithfulness and salvation. I do not conceal your love and your truth from the great assembly. He says he speaks of God's faithfulness. All right. Psalm 119, verse 90. Talking about God, it says, God, your faithfulness continues through all generations. You establish the earth and it endures. Now, this word from the Hebrew faithfulness is emunah, and it literally means, this word faithfulness from the Old Testament describing God literally means firmness. God is firm. God is faithful. Morally, it means steady. It means that God has stability. God can be counted on. He created the earth, and the earth endures, right? There's how many hours in a day? 24 hours in a day? The earth rotates how often? It rotates once every 24 hours. The God we serve is a God of faithfulness. He is a God of order. He is a God who is steady and stable. He is a God who does not quit, who does not give up on you nor me. Say it with me. I serve a faithful God, a steady God, a stable God, a consistent God. And God is orderly. He set the world in motion. And, you know, faithfully, we have morning and evening, right? We have the seasons faithfully. He created human beings with orderly body functions, with like a beating heart, with the need for sleep, so forth and so on. And, you know, except for God's faithfulness, none of us would be alive. Do you know why your heart beats the way it does? Because God is faithful. Do you know why you have oxygen constantly to breathe into your lungs? Because the God we serve is a faithful God who constantly provides the air that we breathe 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. We serve a faithful God, and our faithful God never gives up on us, friend. He's not going to give up on you. I'm here to tell you today that God has got your back. Though you may have been betrayed by somebody, some person, some parent, grandparent, some friend, growing up, whatever it might be, I'm here to tell you today that God never betrays us. God never gives up on us. He'll never leave us, the word says, and he will never forsake us. Amen? We serve a faithful God. And so we have to add this quality of faithfulness to work, the work that we do every day. As I said, faithfulness is what? How do I define it? How do you define it? Faithfulness is a consistency of what? Is a consistency of behavior. And I gave you a picture of what faithfulness is like. It's like that second hand on a watch, ticking faithfully, 60 seconds a minute, 60 minutes an hour, 24 hours a day. And then Paul writes in Ephesians 5:1 about God. What does he say? He says that we must be what? You and I, believers in Jesus Christ, we must be imitators of God. If God is faithful and we're to be imitators of this God, that means that we need to be what? We need to be what? Say it with me. Faithful. Say it with me. I need to be faithful like my faithful God. All right, so faithfulness. Let's talk about it practically. What is faithfulness? It's starting a task and it's finishing it. It's working. You know, if your boss is paying you for work 8 hours in a day, it's starting the day at 8:30, 9 o'clock, and working until 4:30 or 5 o'clock. Even when it gets really hot outside, even when you're sweating, doing your janitorial work, even when it's really cold, even when people are being obnoxious around you, faithfulness says that you continue to work and you finish your 8 hours on a monthly basis. It's working that job assignment until you finish it. It might be temporary work, temp work, but starting the assignment, starting the project, and finishing the project. Okay? If you're faithful to the task that God has called you to, you will be what? If you're faithful and consistent to the work that God has called you to, you will be what? You will be what? You will be blessed. Proverbs 28 verse 20 says what? A faithful man will be richly blessed. Another way is a stable man, a firm man, a consistent man in his work, in his calling, will be richly blessed. But one eager to get rich will not go unpunished. You know, a faithful man, a consistent man or woman will be blessed in so many ways, with good health, good relationships, joy in your emotions, and guess what? Financially, with pay increases, job promotions, so forth and so on. Is that making sense? Now, I've been running a business. We work on people's homes here in the Tulsa County area, and I started this business many years ago as a student back in 94. And just consistently and faithfully running this business through the ups and the downs and the rejection from homeowners and so forth and so on, but I was still consistent with it. And back in 2009, October of 2009, I had a homeowner who said to me in South Tulsa, he said, "Jonathan, I need this work done on my house." He said, "If you do me a good job on my house, I'm going to put you on this review-based website." And so, did a good job on his house. Lo and behold, a couple of weeks later, more or less, he put me on this review-based website. He said, this contractor and his company did a great job on my house, gave me a review, and I kid you not, friend, it has built up from then. And we've got so many good reviews under this review-based website, and now the calls are coming in just based on people's reviews. But I worked the business for almost 15 years before we actually got onto this website. And I know the internet came out, you know, some years ago after I started my business, but still, it took so many years of consistency, and now the calls just roll in. I go out, I look at the jobs, and I sell them, and I put the workers on the jobs. But it was just a consistency for year after year after year after year until we got on this website, and the business is now growing and growing and growing, but it's being faithful and consistent. If I can do it, I'm a human being just like you guys. You guys can do it as well. Now, let's say that your goal is to be in an apartment in a year. You're thinking, you know what? John 3:16 is a great place. It's a great shelter. It's Christ-centered. But I want to be in my own apartment, my own condominium, my own townhouse, my own whatever it is, within a year. In order to do that, in order to be in your own place within a year, you've got to have a what? You've got to have a plan. A plan. Without a plan, it's not going to happen. Plain and simple. And so part of your plan might be, you know what? I need to work every day consistently. As many days a week as you can find work, work. Don't just work to pay a bill, like I said earlier, and then take off until the next bill arises. Work as many days a week, as many hours as you can in a week. And your plan might be, you know what? I want to put $500 away in the bank every month. And by the end of 12 months, you'll have what? You'll have quite a little savings in the bank account. So that'll start you off and becoming independent and having your own place. With $5,000 or $6,000 in the bank, you know, you can get an apartment. You can buy some food, you can pay some utility bills, and you can start going onto the bigger and better things that God has for you. But it takes a plan. You know, there's the plan, the goal. $500 a month in the bank. And once you reach your goal, you're able to transition out of this place into the other place.
Is that good? Just practical steps. You know, Proverbs 28:20, we just read it, doesn't say that the whenever I feel like it will be blessed. Doesn't say that the whenever I feel like it will be blessed. It says what? The faithful will be richly blessed. And some people have that mindset. You know what? I'm going to do what I want to do whenever I feel like it. I'm going to do whatever I want to do whenever I feel like it. I'm not going to be accountable to anybody or anything. Well, guess what? God doesn't bless that kind of attitude. God blesses a consistent, steady attitude. A stable-minded person is what God blesses. Now, from the speaker's quote book, I got a little story here I'd like to share with you. And it says this. Certain officers once approached Napoleon to recommend a young captain for promotion. Napoleon asked, "Why do you recommend this man?" Their answer was that through courage and cleverness, he had recently won a signal victory. "Good," said Napoleon, "but what did he do the next day and the next day after?" On investigation, they found that he had gone back to his usual unzealous and casual manner of life. Napoleon, therefore, refused to advance the man. He was looking for consistency and steadfastness. As I said earlier, it's not a one-time thing or 5 hours a week or 10 hours a week of work. It's going to take work, that work ethic, plus consistently working at what God has called you to do. Is that making sense here today? You might be asking, okay, Jonathan, I got to work and I've got to be faithful at my work. And if you do, God will promote you. But then you might be thinking, okay, I've got to work, I've got to be faithful. But what motivation do I have to be faithful, Jonathan, at my job, at the work that I do? What motivation do I have in being a janitor, cleaning toilets, sweeping floors, setting up chairs, serving food? What motivation do I have to be consistent in my line of work? Anybody have any ideas? What is the motivation to get you going and to keep you consistent? Anybody have any ideas? Yes, sir.
I'm thinking maybe to follow God's word and be stable, faithful.
Okay, but what's the motivation to stay faithful and consistent? Because some people start a task, a job, but they quit after it gets tough. What motivation should you, what should be your motivation? What will keep you motivated to stay consistent, to stay faithful? Anybody have any ideas? Keeping your eye on the goal, keeping your eyes on the prize at the end of the race. Is that making sense now? In my business, I have a lot of different Spanish people that work for me on different occasions for different projects, and I have a Spanish guy from Guatemala that works with me every single day. And we've heard it said that big things come in small packages. This is a small guy, 130, 140 pounds, 5'4", 5'5", small guy. But man, this man has accomplished some pretty big tasks in my business. He's completed some pretty big projects. And he speaks very little English. He's a non-English speaker. But man, he's pulling in a pretty good revenue every week. Why? Because the man is consistent. He's been with me since August of 2010, and he's been faithful and consistent, working many, many hours. Over the last year and a half, he's been doing on average of 30 to 50 hours a week with me, consistently, through the rain, the sun, all kinds of weather conditions. He's been faithful. But when we talk in our conversations, he tells me, "Jonathan, I have a goal in mind. My eyes are on the prize at the end of the race." He says, "I've got a family in Guatemala. I've got a wife. I've got 3 children. And so I'm working hard here in the United States, and I send the money back to them." And also, he's got a house there in Guatemala that he's fixing and remodeling. So he's working hard here to remodel the house in Guatemala. And that's just a small example. But, you know, you've got a non-English speaker who's making really good money because he's consistent and faithful. He doesn't quit. He doesn't give up. If he can do it and doesn't speak much English, friend, I'm here to tell you today that you can do it as well. Do you agree here today? You can practice that same quality of consistency and faithfulness. Jesus was the faithful one. Hebrews chapter 12. You've heard this before, but it bears repeating. Hebrews chapter 12, verses 1 through 3. What does it say about Jesus? It says this. Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked out for us. Let us fix our eyes on whom? On whom? Jesus, the author and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy set before him endured the cross, scorning its shame. What does it say about Jesus? What was Jesus' calling in life? His ultimate calling, his ultimate goal was to do what? Was to go to where? Was to go to the cross so that you and I could be saved. And it says that he endured the cross for what? For the what that was set before him. For the joy that was set before him. Jesus was able to go to the cross because he had his eyes on what? He had his eyes on the prize, his eyes on the joy. He had his eyes on you and me. He knew that if he went to the cross and fulfilled his ultimate calling before Father God, that the people of the world, by faith in him, would be saved. He saw you and I in the kingdom of God. That was the prize. That's what he had his eyes on, us being in the kingdom of God. And because he had his eyes on the finish line, he was able to persist in the calling of going to the cross without giving up, without quitting. It was tough at times. He wanted to quit, right? But he did it anyway. And friends, I'm here to tell you today that when it gets tough, when the going gets tough, the tough in God by faith get going. When the going gets tough in God by faithfulness get going. Friend, work is a great thing and a work ethic is a good thing. But in addition to a work ethic, you've got to have what? We talked about it. Simple. Consistency. Faithfulness. Consistency to an activity, to a work-related activity, whatever it might be, just be constantly ticking away. Is that making sense here today? And I'm here today to tell you, friend, that you've got greatness locked up on the inside of you. You have got potential locked up on the inside of you. You were not created to be at this place your whole life. You were not created to just be here 365 days a year, the rest of your life. It's a great place. But see this place as a sending station. And one of the ways you're going to transition away from this place to the bigger thing that God has for you is by work. And by being consistent and faithful at your work. So that not only will you be blessed, but you'll be blessed in such abundance that you'll be able to bless other people in your sphere of influence. Is that making sense here today? God wants to bless you to be a blessing to others. I want to say it again, friend. You have got greatness locked up on the inside of you. You have got great potential locked up on the inside of you. Start tapping the potential, the gifts that God has given you. One of the ways to tap that potential is by working and being faithful, consistent, consistently ticking at that work. Is that making sense here today? I know some of you don't like to hear the message, but you know what? It's the truth. It is the truth. You were not made by God just to exist on this earth. You were not created by God just to take up space in this world. You were created by God for a divine end and destiny, to do something great with your life. Be it getting an education, or writing some type of book, or becoming a teacher, maybe a nurse, starting a business, you know, becoming a full-time minister, teaching the Word of God. I'm here to tell you today, God has created you with an end, a destiny, a purpose, potential. You were not created just to exist and take up space on this earth. Because you know what? One day we're all going to stand before God. And he's going to ask us, why didn't you do the thing I called you to do? Oh, well, God, I'm sorry, but I just didn't want to work. I just wanted to sit around all day. It's not going to be an acceptable answer. I want to hear God say to me, well done, my good and faithful servant. How about you? So let's get up and start doing something about it. You know what to do, friend. I believe that God has spoken to you. You know what your desires are. God has put those desires on the inside of you. Start doing something with it. Get busy. Is that making sense? Keep your eyes on the prize at the end of the race, and God will greatly bless you in Jesus' name.